Wake up, today's gonna be a good day. Hello friends, welcome back to this week's Pokeballs podcast. This is about the fourth time I've done this intro, thanks to Scott, one of my co-hosts. He is the only co-host we got. My name is Lee. Welcome to this week's episode. Scott, how are you doing, mate?
Yes, good. Quite exhausted still.
Yeah.
Still
on set.
Good. Yeah, still on set. Still working incredibly long hours. Nice. But no, I guess there's not really much to get excited about for Pokemon at the moment, so it's quite a good distraction. Every time I'm like, oh, maybe we'll get some news today, there is no news, and I'm like, oh, okay, we'll just nothing.
We did have the direct last week, though.
We did have the direct, as we said in last week's episode.
And a surprise drop something. Of DLC stuff, so that was good.
We got some teasers for the DLC. Nothing too exciting. They still didn't give us a date. Because, to be honest, when I saw it, I was like, please let there be a date at the end. But they're still being cheeky. They have not. They still say fall and winter.
It's worrying, isn't
they
it?
They actually say, don't they say 2023?
Yeah, they do.
Winter,
so,
do they just say fall?
Yeah.
2023.
So,
which is interesting.
Which has changed from how it was on the... was shown on the eShop is 2024 for the Indigo Disc, which is part two.
Which is interesting.
So it looks like we're going to get both.
I think
this
January
year.
Would make sense. But
yeah.
I don't know.
It depends
on like when they drop the Teal Mask first. I think if they drop it in like September, then maybe December would make sense.
Yeah.
I'm
not convinced about a September date, you know, because I feel like they would have just given the date out.
And then
you got that like 3 month lead time in. Well, no, 2 month lead time into it, where they're going to be dropping how many promo trailers in the run up to it. I know it's not like your standard release, right? But they still.
How
need
much promo
to,
did they do for the Crown Tundra DLCs and the Isle of Armor?
Not too
did
much
they,
for the
did
Isle
they
of
drop
Armor.
A lot?
The Isle of Armor was actually revealed in a Nintendo Direct as well, which was kind of interesting because. I think a lot of us probably forgot about that before the Nintendo Direct went live. I think it was Soul Silver, or was it Soul Silver? Pearl Enthusiast on Twitter dropped a reminder saying that the Isle of Armor DLC actually got like announced, teased in a Nintendo Direct, not a Pokemon Presents, which everyone kind of expected. We're probably not going to get anything until we get a Pokemon Presents, but then it turned out we got the Teal Mask Indigo Disc, all of it. Well, not all of it. We got more information, of course. Nothing massively exciting. I mean, I've got the website up here. It has got the news and stuff.
You can the thing that looked most interesting to me was, which a lot of people have pointed out, to be fair, is the... On the... what's the second one?
The Indigo Disc.
The academy on the water, yeah. The terrains are split into four different
terrarium
quadrants, which
area.
I think could be really, could be really cool.
There's been a lot of like
because someone was
about...
saying if you could change, like, you go into each of them to change the forms of the Pokemon, depending on obviously what form it is. But
that'd be interesting.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of talk about the terrarium area, which like you can see here, it is split into four. But saying that they represent like four different regions, so you've got like this island area over here, which would represent Alola. Then you've got this mountainous area here, which would be the bottom of Galar, so it would be like Crown Tundra representation. Then you've got I can't remember which is one this was. Is it Unova maybe? And then I don't know which the other two are. I can't remember off the top of my head, but that's an interesting theory as well. I like the idea of a terrarium. I said at the time when I was covering it.
Is that meant to be underneath?
That's
underneath
inside
that academy.
The academy.
Inside
that's inside the academy.
The
academy. Yeah. So this
that's
is
very
like,
cool.
This is a man-made area habitat. For
it's like
Pokemon.
A whole region inside, or a whole mini region inside of like a water-based academy. And that's pretty.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Which is cool, and you're going to be able to get loads of different Pokemon in here, which were revealed. So more Pokemon were revealed as confirmed to coming back. So you got Alola and Exeggutor here. I think that's a big like hint to maybe this has been like an Alola region as well, because you've got like, you know, Zebstrika in here, which could be like the Unova region. And then
mm-hmm.
the only thing I would say about the Galar region is there isn't that many Pokemon from the data mined information that we know are coming back from Galar. And the confirmed Pokemon, there's like two maybe, I think. Alcremie's one of them and Duraludon's the other. I don't know if there is a third, but there isn't too many like confirmed officially. And obviously with the data mined stuff, because it's all got from updates, it's all like... it could be changed at any point, right? So we don't really know like 100% what Pokemon are actually coming back into the games or not. But I like the idea. But like I say, when I was streaming it live and I first saw it, I was like instantly like, it just reminds me of like a Safari Zone area that we haven't had in any game for like such a long time.
That's exactly what I thought as well, to be fair.
I was like, that is...
Was it Gen 4? The GeForce Safari Zone? Was that what it was called? Was that the last one we had? Or was there one in Black and White?
I think there was one. Was there one in Black and White? I'm not too sure. Viewers, listeners, let us know. I can't remember.
Can he remember?
I can't remember. But yeah, so it'd be nice to get something like that back. This looks exciting. The only thing I would say, the caveat to it all, is it's a man-made environment, right? So I don't expect us to be getting like any legendaries in this area.
No.
You've got a question then, like where are we getting the legendaries from? Because they're going to bring the legendaries into this game at some point. It's not going to be in the Team Mask.
The Indigo Disc, is that the second one?
Yeah.
Or the first one?
Yeah.
Second one.
So I
must
feel
be
like...
from the Team Mask then.
No.
Unless once they're both out, they like join in some way or they link in a way that makes... something else, another, I don't know, a certain area. Once you have access to both, you can go to somewhere else, if that makes sense, where all the legendary Pokemon are.
But I'm going to bring it all the way back and say the titles of these DLCs is the Hidden Treasures of Area Zero, right? So I'm thinking we go to the Academy.
It's got to be Area Zero.
We do the stuff in the Academy, and then it all ties back to something in Area Zero where we end up going deeper in Area Zero.
It's got to be Time Machine. I'm pretty sure it's got to be Time Machine related.
How
as
cool
well.
Would that be? Yes. Yeah. And that's where I think we'll get the Paradox Pokemon as well. Like, in my opinion, that just makes sense. This is all just conjecture.
You think we'll get new Paradox Pokemon?
Yeah, I do. I think we will. 100%. Yeah. Well, we've had Iron Leaves Walk and Wake already. So I don't feel like they're going to be the only ones that we get. I feel like they're going to do the, you know, because in the Scarlet and Violet books in the games, you've got like depictions of these legendary Pokemon, right? And one of them looks like a kind of a fused form of Raikou, Suicune, and Entei. And that drawing does not look like Walking Wake at all. So you've got to think, are they doing like separate Paradox Pokemon for all of the dogs? Suicune, Raikou, Entei, and then have they got the ability to kind of form like some crazy fused paradox form of all of them together, which is their base form, which is then split off into these other ones that ended up...
That would make a lot of sense for that drawing.
Yeah, then turned into like Suicune, Entei, and Raikou, how we kind of got introduced to them in Gen 2. So that would be a way to kind of... maybe see, but yeah. So we got all of that. We got some nice clips of Misui Town and in the Teal Mask, obviously, and then we got some more shots. The Terrarium was the main thing in the Indigo Disc, and we got introduced to some new characters as well, which are... Well, we got the new ability for Munkadori, Okudoji, and Fezzendipity, which is that Toxic Chain ability, which is kind of interesting for the new... the heroes.
People were upset that this one in the middle, I'm not sure what his name is, it didn't look as mean as they thought he would.
What, Okudoji? Okudoji. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've only just seen shots of it, so kind of, yeah, I guess, yeah. The ability's cool though, because it's it is like an auto-toxic, which is pretty fun. And then the new characters, we've got this guy, Cyrano or Kyrano.
I think people are going to like the new characters. The girl in particular.
Lacey seems
to be very anime,
popular. Yeah.
Anime-ish type
but
girl.
But look at the scarf. I like this. Light actually sent me a tweet DM after the DLC dropped about this character here, this Cyrano or mm-hmm. Cyrano, however, I don't know how I'm pronouncing it. But if you look at his scarf, on the bottom of it, it's got that real call to Aegislash. Aegislash's scarf yep. has that exact symbol on it, and it has kind of scarves around it as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like theory about it being.
I miss Aegislash, man.
Yeah, being a regional form, a Paldea form of Aegislash, which would be very cool because it's a badass Pokemon, isn't it? Cool.
Such a cool Pokemon.
Yeah, and we're very close to Kalos. Mm. If you think of the geography of Paldea as well, we're very close to Kalos. So it would make sense that we have a regional form of something from that region rather than just getting like, I don't know, your generic kind of Kanto Pokemon with Paldea forms or Gen 2 Pokemon that we've had so far. So yeah, there's that, mate. Other things to talk about. Should we address the elephant in the room? The raid situation.
No, let's get depressed for a second.
Okay, well we keep saying every week that the Delphox raid will be this week, the 7-star terror raid. It'll be this coming week. We're going to be talking about it next week, and it keeps eluding us. It's not happening. It happened again. Off the back of the DLCs, we had a new event starting for Chessform Gimmighoul, and this was a bit of a troll, to be honest. This event in its entirety, because so many things wrong.
Is it
wrong
full
with
shiny
it.
Odds?
Yeah. So they
didn't drop any chemical coins either as well.
No, that's the other thing. Like we were talking
People already paid about that.
We were like, this would be a great event because we were talking about it before it actually went live. But we were like, be a great event. Probably give us Gimmighoul coins. It would make sense to, right? So we can evolve the chest form Gimmighoul that we're catching in these raids really quickly. So it's bound to drop Gimmighoul coins. No, that they didn't do that. So
why would it do that?
Why would it do that? Yeah. The item drops for a start were broken. They had to patch the raid. So if you were having issues with like the raid rewards after you beat it, then you had to re-download the update, shut down your game, and then open it again for the rewards that actually show as they do normally. And it was also advertised that you could, for the first time ever, catch yourself a shiny Gimmighoul. The first thing is, like, the shiny form is so obnoxiously obvious, right? Unobvious, right? It's like, you talk about these, like,
It's crap. It's like the Garchomp shiny form.
It's worse than Garchomp, mate. At least you can tell shiny Garchomp from normal Garchomp.
Can you?
Yeah, you can tell.
Only just.
But I swear more than you can with Goldingo and Gimmighoul as well. It's so hard.
No, yeah,
to be
fair, it's super subtle.
Yeah. And then, okay, so that aside, you think, well, this is going to be cool because we can't get it. It's shiny locked right now. So it's bound to have increased shiny odds because otherwise it's going to be, like, why are you advertising it?
Really hard.
Yeah, it wasn't a mistake. They coded it in full shiny odds, 4,100 chance of getting a shiny. And I think the thing that made me feel like I don't really want to chase after this too hard is because I've been playing Scarlet and Violet for like 6 months now or longer. And the amount of raids, you know, I've covered lots of the raid events and I've done lots of raids in my game. And I've yet to come across a shiny in the thousands of raids I've done already. Like, just by sheer chance, I should have come across one. So I'm like, there's no way I'm going to get one of these Chessform Gimmighouls as a shiny. Like, legit. Like, there isn't. There's plenty of bots out there that you could go and get a shiny form, but I'd rather get it legit myself in game.
Yeah, so many people actually like, I'm just going to go Gen 1 and pick it up. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. I think, well,
I guess.
Know.
I think that the shiny Pokemon is a way. Like, obviously, we all know that you could gen a shiny Pokemon in if you wanted to. You know, loads of people sell them on eBay and shit. Clearly gen, they're obviously not cool. But my point is that most people love legitimate shiny Pokemon. And I think increased shiny odds on a raid would help people get more interested. But one, back in the game, and two, just with the raids in general.
Yeah.
So it does blow my mind that they did this. And it's just, I just don't understand. Like, it just seems like a no-brainer, especially when they...
It's such a bad call.
...don't have any plans. Yeah, it was not a good call. I wonder if this was planned or whether this was thrown together.
Who knows, mate? Who knows? But it was... It's just such a bad call. Because, like you say, it's just give people... just that little dangle the carrot a little bit for people to start playing the game again in the run-up to the
They're trying to kick people when they're down, basically. That's what it feels like. Yeah. A lot of people getting fed up now. Mm. I mean... Don't get me wrong, as we've discussed many times, it's not something, I don't want to go on this topic for too long, but Pokemon hasn't, you know, it's not something you keep playing for ages and ages and ages, right? It's an RPG game. It's an RPG game that doesn't have tons and tons of replay value unless you want to complete the living decks and catch some shiny Pokemon. You can't do multiple saves, so that makes it frustrating. So yeah, it is what it is. So I understand, obviously, people are going to lose interest over time until they do something new, but... This would be a cool way of getting people back on the game, and they just fucked it up. So
it would have been a really cool event. It would have been a really cool event. That's the thing. It could have been easily so good and like so much hype about it because for the first time,
still have to be that good, right? They could just do it to like one in 400 or something. What's that odd you can get it down to? You can get with like the shiny charm or something.
You can get it down to like one in like 500, really.
Yeah, like, just fucking whip that up.
Yeah, but that's because
it'll still be hard, right? But people will be way more motivated to do it.
Yeah. Just reduce the odds because there's no outside. There's nothing you can do outside of a raid to affect the shiny odds in a raid. Like there's nothing like egg power, like shiny power won't do it. Nothing like that will affect any of the shiny chances.
Because 500 is still a it's high enough that, you know, people aren't going to farm it for shinies.
No.
But also not too much to the extent that people won't be able to do it. Like, if you really wanted to get the shiny,
if it took you
500 attempts, you could do it, basically, is my point.
And the odds for, like, the Dynamax raids were way better than that. I think they were, like, 1 in 100 for the Dynamax raids when they did it. So it was, like, a 2% chance of coming across a shiny raid event, which is cool. So like I did a bunch of those and they were really like they weren't bad at all to do. I remember getting a shiny Wailord once from it. Just for the fact that you could.
Pokemon. Yeah. Is it pink? Shiny Wailord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it gold? It's pink. It is pink.
It's pink, yeah. Big pink.
Yeah. Anyway, let's not rant on about the raids for too long.
No, but that's that. That ends this Sunday night, the 2nd of July. I'm going to say it again. Probably get the Delphox 7 Sorterra announced Sunday evening. So expect that next week.
We'll see it next week's podcast.
Yeah. Cursed it now. It's not going to happen.
Expect it to drop, but don't expect it to drop.
Yeah. It could be here, but we might.
Schrodinger's raid.
Yeah. Lead us on to the next thing that we're talking about as well. Obviously, as well, before, I haven't even talked about this with you. NAIC is this coming weekend. So North American Columbus. International Championships in Columbus. Yeah, that will be starting this weekend, starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And along with it, there will be a giveaway for a shiny Arcanine. So just keep an eye out for that. The code for that will be on the broadcast as well, as I'm sure a gazillion PokerTubers, including myself, will be covering that when it goes live. So that will be happening. Get yourself an easy shiny that way. It's a compensation for the Gimme Ghoul, really, isn't it? But leading on to something a little bit more interesting is this tweet that was put out by Genki over on Twitter in regards to comments that were made from the Nintendo president, Furukawa, says they plan to make a smooth transition for customers from Nintendo Switch to the next generation console by using the Nintendo account. So the president of Nintendo in Japan coming out and making direct comments in regards to the next generation console, whether it's called the Switch 2 or whatever, but they're talking about they want to make it a smooth transition, keeping the Nintendo accounts that players are using now and making it just a quick transition across and the same account.
Could this mean we finally get cloud saves?
Potentially, yeah. And I think backwards compatibility with Switch games on the new console, which is really encouraging. We talked about it a few episodes ago, which is really good. So that came out earlier this week. And I think the direct kind of like call to a next generation console is quite big. You know, it's been on the radar for quite a while now that the Switch is kind of coming to the end of its kind of run now. It's quite an old console. I think a lot of the things in the Nintendo Direct kind of called to that as well. Yeah. We had like the Mario games. We had a Peach game, which was, you know, they're not like huge titles, but they're kind of like end of console cycle games, right? They're not putting a lot of development time into the Mario games. We're getting Mario RPG. So it's a kind of a nice game to kind of fill the gap before we get that next console and still keep people playing the Switch. And we didn't get really any big announcement at the end of the Direct as well in regards to, like, you know, there wasn't like a Metroid Prime 4, there wasn't any Zelda DLC, there wasn't a big Pokemon announcement at the end. So their big kind of titles weren't included. So it kind of leaves the door open to say that Direct in September, like, at least in my mind, I think a lot of people say this as well, it does make sense that potentially in September we are going to get an announcement of the new console. And I think that the kind of the talking from these officials from Nintendo referring to it now kind of does start to pave the way, I think, for something to be announced later this year for potentially a release next year. But who knows? Who am I to say this, mate? I don't know.
No, I think next year makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I also don't think... I mean, we've kind of hit that stage with handheld consoles where they're not going to change drastically anymore from generation to generation. I mean, we saw... I mean, I'm sure Nintendo will find it. They are really good at being innovative when they want to. Mm. I mean, the Switch definitely revolutionized the handheld gaming market for sure. But it won't be much different to what it already is. It would just be a more refined version because there's not really much they can do. But again, I'm sure they'll find some way to do some funky stuff with the dock or something. But it obviously is much needed. Basically, it's
integrate a 3D feature.
it would essentially be a more powerful Switch, right?
Yeah,
it'd be cool if they had like maybe like a flip up screen or something. That'd be wicked. But
or a pop down screen from like the bottom of the Switch. You click a button and a screen comes down. Would they do that? I don't know.
Probably not, but I mean, probably like not. I say, I wouldn't put it past Nintendo. They do love to do some funky stuff, so.
There'd probably be something like funky on it, wouldn't there?
Well, you got to think about it from the, other than the fact that it's more powerful, right? A lot of people, you got to sell it to people, right? So what is it? Because we've already had the OLED, and I understand that we haven't, the one thing we haven't had is the improved performance, and I understand that, and I understand that's a big selling point for a lot of people, but they need something else to sell it to people, right?
Mm.
You know,
no, they do.
But what that will be, I don't know, because they'll need a good game to launch with it, and it'll be interesting to see what title they obviously launch alongside the release of it.
It'll be a new Mario game, then, won't it? I think,
yeah, probably
be a new big. Oh,
Mario Kart
game.
9 could be cool. People were saying that might get announced at the Direct, but it didn't. They just announced another DLC course. But another
that
Mario Kart
could be the release
title, cool.
Actually, you know, because they're still on like Mario Kart 8 and just they've just got the DLC packs that are just constantly being added to it. So that doesn't look like there's going to be like, yeah, that could be actually a really good release title for it.
Because that come out like really close to the release of the Switch.
Yeah.
Just like Zelda did.
Yeah.
And obviously we just had Tears of the Kingdom, so
Mario
that would make
Odyssey
a lot of sense.
Wasn't a release title, was it? Or was it the release title with the Switch?
No, I think it came out after, the release title with Breath of the Wild.
Of course it was, yeah. So we're not going to get Tears of the Kingdom. Like, no,
but it will play on there.
Yeah, it will play on there, but we're not going to get a, I should have said we're not going to get a Zelda game as a release title this time around. We're probably not going to get, you can't release the console with a Pokemon game, in my opinion. Because the general Nintendo,
I think Mario Kart makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't think it's broad enough. Like, you couldn't reliably as Nintendo be like, Pokemon, release your next title on our brand new console, our flagship console, right? Because of all the issues that you've had with, can you imagine releasing a game that has so many issues with a brand new console, it would really, I think that would affect the sales initially.
It would have to be a really, really safe bet. And yeah, I think
Mario Kart is definitely it, isn't it?
Mario Kart is a safe bet.
Yeah.
And again, Zelda, Breath of the Wild was for them as well, because that was meant to come out on the Wii U and it didn't, obviously. So they had ages to polish it, which is obviously why it's like such a good game. But
or a new Mario game.
Same with Tears of the Kingdom. But any new Mario game would basically do really well. But I think Mario Kart would make sense if they can do some fun stuff with the new console and obviously the actual game itself.
Especially, like you say, if there's like new features that can like be really adapted within like a new Mario Kart game, I don't know what they would do, but you know, that would be really cool. I'd be down for that. That'd be good. I'd like to see it.
You would be down.
Down.
Because maybe. I think at this point, we're pretty convinced that next, obviously, Gen 10's probably. We're pretty convinced there is going to be the next generation of Switch or whatever it's called is coming out next year. I'm pretty convinced at this point.
Yeah.
So obviously Gen 10 will be on the Switch, and possibly, as we were alluding to before the podcast, a black and white remake of some kind as well.
Depends when then the new console comes out. So if it got announced in September, what do you reckon the release date would be? Like spring next year?
Yeah, I don't think they would wait. If it gets announced this year, they wouldn't wait a whole year to release it. It would probably be like a 3 or 4 month, I reckon, release. I mean, it would make more sense to release it around Christmas, but obviously that 100% depends on when they announce it.
That would have to be
at the moment.
November release,
they seem to be
then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but I mean, they're not going to announce it in September and then release it the following November. Because there's no way they would announce it and then drop it a month later. I don't think they would do that. It'd be wild if they did, but I think they'll probably save it for next year at this point. So I'm sure they could find a way to boost sales at Christmas. What's probably going to happen anyway, and it will probably make sense if they released it in spring, really, because it would give people the time to get the FOMO as well, because a lot of people will be like, I'll wait and see, you know, see what the reviews are like, blah, blah, blah. Whereas, I feel like, just basically let the people that really want it get it and then see what it's like. And then, obviously, if it does well, it will be on people's Christmas lists, and obviously we'll smash the sales next year.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense, because I think, like you say, like a spring release, like those people that are hesitant would definitely be buying it that coming up Christmas. And then if they have a new title around November time, which potentially, if the timeline's right for us, would be, so we'd have, say, April release for the Switch 2 or the upgraded Switch, and then we have black and white remakes in November, which would be
that would make sense.
Yeah, and then alongside that, I guess they could have a Mario game or a Mario Kart game as well, because it's not a main series Pokemon game. So it doesn't matter if you release Black and White 3 or whatever it's going to be alongside a Mario game, especially if like Mario Kart is your release title off. Your release title with the consoles, Mario, then Mario Kart in like November time. And then that pushes sales up for the Christmas. Mario Kart probably make more sense for a Christmas sale, because
you're right.
More people would be like, I need Mario Kart for Christmas. Of them. I don't know if it really makes any difference, but
I think a little bit, but any sort of like game you can play with your family, it would have to be like unless they whipped out like an actual version, like a decent version of like Switch Sports or something. I mean, Switch Sports is good, but it's not as good as Wii Sports. But unless they made like an actually good game for release like that, you know, like they did with the Wii, right? The Wii didn't launch with a game, or did. It wasn't like you had to buy this. It launched with Wii Sports, which was free. So, you know, maybe they'll go back to those days. Obviously, it depends on the capabilities and what the console can get up to, really. I think
Wii Sports
would massively impact whether they do that. Wii Sports was like arguably one of the best Wii games.
And Wii Sports Resort was just as good, mate. It was such a good
I played it that much, but Switch Sports is a bit crap. It hasn't got all the fun stuff that Wii Sports had.
No.
And probably nothing like Resort. But it's still great, but it's just nowhere near on the same level.
I haven't bought it. I got no interest in buying it either, because I don't feel like, from what I've seen, Is the golf good, is it?
It's mainly the golf that we play, like, as a family. Like, it's, you can do, like, 18 holes now, and they've added, like, mechanic. You basically have to swing it like a proper golf club, because, like, if you turn the remote, it opens the face up and closes the face, so you can, you know, you have to keep your hands straight as you swing, and it's a lot of fun. We've had a lot of good laughs as a family. Like, my brother got addicted to it for a while, and whenever we have people over, we're like, we got to play a game of Wii Sports Golf, like, trust me. Or Switch Sports, sorry, but it's
great.
Right,
you're convincing me to buy it now, just for that reason, literally.
Well, if you like, it depends if you like golf, to be honest, but I think it was worth it for that.
I was addicted to, like, the golf on Wii Sports.
It was amazing. But the thing they don't have, and this is what distinguishes the two, and why I don't think... Because if Switch Sports had this, I would say that it would be on par with Wii Sports. They don't have the practice mini games that they had on the Wii U. On Wii Sports. Like, you had, like, the best parts of why Wii Sports was so good were all the practice games. Like, the golf one you had was the golf. It was like a target. You had to try and hit like a dartboard. Yeah. You had to try and hit that. Mm. You know, you had the bowling one where you could increase the amount of pins each times, when you had each throw, like each turn, and then you had the tennis one where you had to hit it against the target on a wall. That was really hard. And you had the baseball one, which is like you had to hit, you know, how many. It was like your high score, right? That's what all of them were about, because it's about trying to get better at it. And these are all games that, like, whenever we go. We've been on holiday a couple of times, and we've taken the Wii with us, and, like, those are the games. We don't actually play the main games. We play the mini games. Is there what's more fun? Because there's, like, a measurable score there. And so we get really competitive about who can get the highest score and stuff. So,
I like, when we went fishing... I don't any of the mini games, mate.
Last year, mate, you missed out. Trust me. Next time you're around...
I'm learning it. Play some. There was mini games right now.
We were literally, like... they're not. They were practice games, but there's loads of them. And literally, there was, when we went fishing this year, we took the Wii with us, and there's this, like, there was baseball on the Wii Sports, as you probably know. And there was literally one where it was like, here's, I think it was 30 balls thrown at you, and obviously you get a score depending on how well you hit it. And we were trying to get it like a perfect run of being able to hit every ball, because towards the last 10 balls, they throw them differently. Like, they'll put curve on it, they'll do a dummy ball, they'll, like, throw it really fast. And we were literally at it for hours, like, me and my brother and my dad, like, getting, like, a tired shoulder, right? Because we were trying to swing to hit... We couldn't even hit 30 in a row, like, because all you had to do was just hit 30, and you did, like, you got, like, an insane score, but it was so hard to do. But they were just, it was, like, really addictive, and they don't really have that in Switch Sports. It's just the games. They don't have any of the mini games. And a lot of the character customization, although, like, you can use a Mii, which is, like, great. Sorry, I know this is a weird tangent, but, like, all the character customizations are locked behind a weekly, like, essentially battle pass. It's free, but you essentially get points when you play online. You need 100 points to unlock one thing on the item wall for that week. And then once you get all 12, you get the outfit, the main outfit that comes with it. It's a bit jarring. You can't just customize your character in game the way you want to. You have to unlock stuff. And once you unlock it for one person, annoying. You can't then use it on another person. You have to unlock it all again for that person as well.
It's so stupid. Sort of stuff? Yeah, that sounds really annoying.
I get it to a certain extent, but you need, like, the normal the bog standard customization options are crap. You get, like, two hairstyles as a dude and, like, a few different hair colours and some eye colours, and, like, that's it. And they're just, like, one outfit. If you want anything decent, you just have to keep playing online.
Need me Plaza back. That's what we need. Mm. Yeah, that doesn't sound that great. I probably will get it now just to play around in it. You know, I've got, like, on the Wii Sports Resort on the 18 holes. Mm-hmm. This is continuing the tangent. But my record on the 18... holes is 29 under.
Damn, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'll get my friend who's got the Wii that the record's on. I'll get him to screen cap the.
I believe you.
But I think
I don't think I've ever played it. We'll have to do it.
Maybe
we'll do. Oh, that'll be good for the channel. We could do a little tournament and upload it.
That would be sweet. Like
Wii Sports, or one of them. We can do it on one of them. I've got a Wii as well, and I've got like a capture card, and we could convert it to HDMI so we could record it. But
that would be very sweet. We
could do that. It could be cool.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I love.
No, I think Nintendo just have to be. They have to be smart. With, yeah. They are. They will be. I mean, they're not stupid.
When we talk about like the Wii Sports and stuff like that, it gets me excited because it does feel like, yeah, that was so different to everything else that was out. So it does. It gives me confidence about like.
They always innovate. Like, remember the balance board they had, and like the winter sports.
Yeah,
game. Do you ever play the winter sports games?
Yeah.
Oh, mate. The skiing, with the board, like you could do. Quality. Yeah, the skiing was wicked.
Yeah, mate.
And all like the Wii Fit shit as well.
Yeah, yeah. So like, good, mate.
Oh, mate, honestly.
Played for hours with my mum. It's amazing.
It was such a good, like, thing. I literally remember, like, we got a Wii for Christmas. And we literally, like, we used to have, and we still do, but obviously not to the same extent because we're older, but, like, we used to have all our friends come around on, like, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve and stuff, and like, their parents and stuff. And I remember, like, we'd just sit there, like, all playing, like, the Switch and whatever that the one Wii. with the Wii board was, it was just wicked. Yeah,
no, it sounds good, mate. Nothing. Hopefully, quite, it's something
hits,
like that.
Hits home like that.
Nah, yeah, it was such a good console for that sort of thing. It was amazing. So hopefully, we do get something announced later this year. Of course, we'll cover it when we do. But it does open the door for a lot of possibilities for what to expect. But I'm fully behind that we'll get a black and white remake, and I think. It will be in-house. I think it will be in-house. We've talked about it before. I think it will be a Game Freak game. I don't think they're going to outsource it to another developer.
Well, then that is my question. Is it a main series game then?
If it's like Heart Gold, Soul Silver and Auras, then I guess, yeah. So that's a big Christmas banger, isn't it?
Were they classed as a generation or were they just classed as a remake?
I think
their main series.
Yeah, I think if the competitive scene, like the competitive circuit, if it used that game in their competitive circuit, I would class that as a main series title.
But it wouldn't be. It's not obviously Gen 10 or no, 9 no, and a half.
It would still be.
It's just that, main series game.
It'd still be in that generation. So it'd still be like Gen 9. If we got Black and White remake, it would still be.
I think
be
you're right.
Because
they haven't done it in a while. Obviously, since Auras, they haven't done that. Main series game remake, and I think that would, before Christmas, as you said, that'd be a lot of hype because it means that they can't. It's not just a faithful remake; they have to. Because I think Black and White is the one. Like, it seems to be what that. Because I was talking to Rishan about this actually. It's like that generation that's kind of slept on.
Yeah.
The amount of people that I've spoken to that thought, like went back to play and was like, "Oh my god, this is such a great generation." And it could be a new way to get people, like say, the remakes are a great opportunity to get old or new fans, to relive the old games because
it's a
remake.
Good game. It's such a good game,
and you know they could do a lot of cool stuff with it. So
yeah,
especially if we get it in November, you know, if they're gearing up, like it could be on the Switch, so it could be a really good on the next generation. Sorry, so it could be a really good, a really cool. Sort of like teasers to what we could see in Gen 10 as well.
It'd be cool if for the first time it wasn't a remake and it was like a sequel to where it left off.
Yeah, because we talked about this before. You thought like a black and white three.
Yeah,
because we had a black and white obviously one and a black and white two, and so could we get a black and white? That'd be wicked.
That would be so
that'd
good.
It'd like, be cool way to time, try it again.
Yeah, I think like just continue the story for where it left off.
You could bring back the bloody because obviously. They have all the genies, right? Those are that's the trio that you get in the game, where the genies.
That's
you could
point.
Use the stupid Enamorous and put that in the game. That would make sense, right?
That could be the continuation where Enamorous comes into Unova, right? Yeah, because the genies, you know.
It's the genie Pokemon.
Yeah, that'd be great. And also, yeah, there's so much they could do with it. And I think, like, you know, the whole... the Zygarde story, Zygarde's X and Y, so we wouldn't get really any Zygarde story there. I'm just jumping ahead to Gen 10 remix. So, yeah, just rewind back. But I feel like there's so much scope they could do with Black and White. Kyurem's the third legendary in it. in Kyurem White and Kyurem.
It was a cool Pokemon.
Very cool.
Because they did the fusions, didn't they, with Kyurem? Yeah. Was that in Gen 2? Was that in Black and White 2? It wasn't in the first one.
DNA Splicer. Yeah.
Yeah. So they could do something cool like that. Maybe like a paradox form or something would be
cool. And it's interesting as well, in Black and White as well, it would kind of fit in kind of with Terastallization because you had the gems. And like the gems really, like, we've never really had much lore about what the gems were, but they give a power boost. They were like a Z-move almost, but like a one-off use, like an item that you could hold. For those of you that have
It's actually the same. It was Z-moves that didn't hit through Protect.
Yeah.
I just want OP. They were just like a debuffed Z-move, essentially.
Are you joking? They were OP, mate.
Were they double?
They were like ridiculous. Yeah, they're double damage.
Were they better than the Z move damage?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the base power of Draco Meteor was, but it was ridiculous.
Yeah, maybe I'm getting confused because
it was over 200 they nerfed base power.
Okay, so I'm just wrong.
Yeah,
I was just
and you had stuff
NX
like
and
y, like the one thing I always think of is like they released the hidden ability genies, so you had like Tornadus. This is like Worlds 2013, so the whole season hadn't had any of the hidden ability genies, and then before Worlds they released the genies with the hidden ability. So you had Defiant Tornadus holding a flying gem with acrobatics.
Oh,
so
acrobatics
doubled its power when the item was used.
It's consumed.
And the item consumed was the flying gem. And it also had Defiant as well. So like Scrafty, Hitmontop.
If you've been intimidated. Landorus,
Therian as well were super popular in that format. So it would constantly get proc'd and you would just be new. I think you could knock out a Thundurus with a flying gem. Acrobatics.
That's crazy. Wild. I remember in X and Y. I'm probably getting confused in X and Y because they just put the normal gem in X and Y. And I remember I think they debuffed it in X and Y as well. But I remember using it in a tournament. It was like normal gem explosion, Landorus.
Mm. Yeah, I think normal gem you can get. Can you get the normal gem in Scarlet and Violet? I think it's coded in. I don't know if you can get it.
But some people didn't like the gems, right? It was a hot topic of discussion.
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess it's a bit like Z-moves.
At the time, I don't know if like there was really much complaint about them, I think.
No, not now, but I mean like, not then, sorry, but now. I think that a lot of people don't really want it to come back.
Maybe.
But
I
guess it could be
a
way of...
People that haven't really played those generations, though, I don't know.
I think it'd be fun because I never really got to play around with it. I guess it would be a lot like Z-moves. So if you're familiar with that format, it would make a lot of sense rather than obviously inventing a gimmick for Black and White 2. They just bring back the gems.
The gems are great. I didn't like Z-moves at all. Like, I just didn't like them. And
hit for Protect, right? That was the worst part about it.
Oh, and the animations took so long, man.
Especially if you had an OG Switch, not Switch, a 3DS.
Oh, yeah. Can you remember Ultra?
On top of like Celestia Steel Wars.
The light that burns the sky or something like that.
The animation
took forever. And the massive nuclear explosion at the end. It was a cool move, right? But it must have went on.
You could have a nap. You could have a nap while it went on.
It must have been a minute,
if you got two Z-moves on the same turn, you're like, all right.
Imagine casting that.
Do you cast any of those?
I started in 2017. Yeah, so I started.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you did Bilbao, didn't you?
I started in Birmingham. It was the first regional I did. And then I did EUIC. And then I did Sao Paulo, a bunch of other regionals in Europe.
Oh, yeah, because that was the year that... And then
I did EUIC the next year, which was on Ultra Sun and Moon as well. So it was...
Yeah.
Fun times.
But that is awful. So we had Stella hopefully with the new consoles, we won't get that anything like that.
But no, Black and White remakes would be a really cool thing to see, especially on a new console as well. you know, if they do it in like a style like Sword and Shield or Scarlet and Violet as well, maybe not like an open world format, because I don't know if you could do that with a remake game, but you could do a Sword and Shield kind of version of Black and White, and I think that would be acceptable, right? Because I don't think anyone's mm-hmm. expecting an open world game from a remake, are they?
No. I think
if it's graphically, like, aesthetically good, right? If it looks a really nice game and it's got the basic, like, it's going to have boundaries.
You do it like Let's Go, right? Could you do it like Let's Go? Do you reckon people like that?
Probably not.
Let's Go looked amazing, to be fair.
I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you. I like Let's Go. I think Let's Go aesthetically looks like one of the best games, Pokemon games, on the Switch. It still does, in my opinion.
100%.
But I don't know if people will be happy with that. Now we've had Sword and Shield. Now we've had Scarlet and Violet. Now we have this kind of
people complain about everything. I'd rather a game that looks a bit different. But
I think as long as it's
amazing,
not,
but it's a bit different.
Yeah, I think as long as it's not like the chibi artwork like we had in BDSP, I think people will be probably quite happy.
Really pisses me off that we didn't get, they screwed that up. It really upsets me to think that they just screwed it up in that one. Was like, well, actually, we're just going to go back to making it a main series game. I'm like, why? Why did you have to try it on that
BDSP,
gen?
Yeah. On your favourite. Yeah. My
favourite, but I guess because we've got Legends Arceus, I guess it kind of makes up for it a little bit, I guess, but...
Yeah, but you didn't even play that, so it didn't make it up for you, really. You know, that
no, it didn't fill the spot for me.
Pearl and Diamond fan did not.
No, I was going to try and play it. Why, like, every night I was like, oh, I'll take my Switch with me during production, and then, you know, before I go to bed, I'll get a couple of hours in each night. And then I'll start working production, and it was like, that's not happening. I had it in my bag for 2 weeks, didn't even touch it. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to bring it with me this week. So I didn't.
Yeah, but probably makes sense, mate.
I had full intentions of playing it.
What, is that Legends Arceus, yeah?
Yeah, I was going to play through it.
You have to let us know what you think of it, mate. When you've...
Yeah, I'm going to try and do it at some point.
Yeah. It's but Black and White, I think, if it's a main series title, it's very promising. It would make sense as well with the timelines we've talked about. Release schedule in November... Pokemon game, no, not release schedule in November, release schedule for the new Switch in spring, and then you get the remake of Black and White in that November slot, which people are going to go crazy for around Christmas, right? Are you going to get crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I'd ask for it for my birthday, which is what I normally do with a Pokemon game, because my birthday is in October, or just ask for it for Christmas, probably. Yeah. So.
It would be amazing. But whether or not
they
want
to
go down... They
could do loads of cool stuff with it.
Yeah. I don't know whether they'll do... Like, you know, with Sword and Shield, they kind of, like... I feel like they stayed on that game for too long. And whether or not that was down to... You know, it happened when COVID happened. And I think probably a lot more people played the game more than they would regularly because they had more time to play it.
Mm-hmm.
It just, like, even for myself, I probably played Sword and Shield a lot more because of that than I probably would have otherwise. And whether or not that made it feel like it was a longer period of time that we were on that game and that we
did. We get nothing for 2 years other than DLC.
Yeah, just the DLCs. Yeah.
Maybe that's why we ended up getting BDSP Remake and then Legends Arceus with it so close to each other. Because maybe they planned on... Well, that would have made sense to release during COVID because everyone would have bought it. So I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Who knows? Because when Animal Crossing came out during COVID, like, everyone was playing that, man.
Yeah.
Like, even I went and bought it, and I was like, yeah, screw it. Like, all the streamers were playing it, like, hours and hours and hours and hours and hours into Animal Crossing.
My niece
loves
it. So
that would have made sense, but it's a great game.
She loves it. I've never played it.
You just hit a point where you've kind of done everything, and you're like, oh, this is a bit boring now, but...
Yeah.
It was fun. It
feels like that in Scarlet and Violet right now, though. I'm sure a lot of other people are feeling like that as well.
100%, 100%. You definitely
did, though. I mentioned to you, I've been playing through Emerald and started a new game, and I wanted to know my secret ID in Emerald. And for anyone that's listening, I finished the SP now.
I think you showed it off last episode.
I'm just doing it again. I'm so proud of it. It's lush.
It looks good. It does look really good.
I actually got a new battery for it as well, so the battery in it's a lot better. The battery in it was pretty bad. But I finally... got a shiny starter Mudkip the other morning, so now I can play through.
What color is shiny Mudkip?
The gold? No, it's just a different green. It's like a different color blue. It's not very like standout. I think it's like no, it's more pink. It's more pink. It's weird.
Oh yeah,
it's a different color blue because I've got the screen setting on this because of the screen.
Yeah, it's just pink. The entire evolution line is pink. Yeah. Mega Swampert was pink, wasn't it?
So, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it's pink. So. I nearly missed it because of the color settings on my screen that I've got. You couldn't really tell if it was shiny or not, but it was only because I briefly looked down when I was doing it and I saw the star swirls go off and I was like, that's kind of different to what I've been doing. So I was like, it is the shiny. So it's pretty cool. I had to do a wild battle afterwards just to make sure that it was before I saved. But it was good. Now I can play on and then eventually at some point I can try and get shiny Rayquaza, which would be good, as well as the other static ones, which is going to be nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, sorry, I won't show off the SP. I'll put it away for next week, so I'm not.
No, you can show it off. I was just
flashing it around.
I want to do the same to mine as well. I want to do the same thing to mine. So.
It'd be cool, mate. Do it. It's really good. It's really, It's easy. It's a nice, easy console to do the mod on. Mm-hmm. It's good. Not like the DS, which is like the most horrible Ritual. Console to do a reshell on. It's awful. Yeah. But yeah. So we're getting close to the end of the show today. We've had some good talk. We've got about 10 minutes. Depends what Scott's
goodie
bag. We've got
time for a cheeky goodie bag at the end.
We've always got time for the goodie bag. Chuck it at me in the Discord and I'll pull it.
Okay, so we'll start off with just something funny because I thought this was hilarious. And I was like, we can show this on the pod because it just made me laugh. So
I see.
Whip that up while I get the other thing up. I'll put it on Discord.
Whip it up. Oh, I did see this. I saw this. Yeah.
I was crying.
Yeah, this week.
This is so funny.
Should be
sad
able to...
Pikachu in
the
rain.
Is playing. So.
I don't think there is any audio, but.
It's just rain.
Yeah. It's just rain sounds and sadness. And
a windscreen wiper.
And then there's a couple of cool things. So this one I thought was wicked because I didn't actually know. So you can grade Pokemon cards, right? But I didn't know that you could grade this. If you want to bring it up.
Okay. I'll just get this up.
Very cool.
PSA 10 Chansey 1999 coin promo. Little Holy Grail from my collection. Wow. I didn't actually realize you could grade the coins.
Neither did I.
Wow.
And proper little case for it, little cute case. So
that's quite cool, isn't it? That is really cool.
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
Very unique.
So for our listeners,
many.
It's one of the coins that you get in TCG, like the coins that you get as part of like a collection box or whatever. And they've got normally like little Pokemon on them. They're plastic normally and quite cheap and get scratched really easily. So getting a 10 in it is going to be, I mean, I can imagine, pretty hard.
No, that it's a 1991 like it's got... one as well, which means it's really old. So the fact that it's
like the
in good condition as well.
Yeah. Base set. I wonder which set that came with. Never seen that coin before. That's very cool. Very, very cool. I did not know about the coin grading.
And then one more thing.
Yeah, one more thing.
I know you love this card and this guy. So I don't know if you've ever seen people do like the 3D art cards. So they'll get a card art and then they'll make a 3D version of it.
Oh, I think I've seen what you're going to show me. I think,
But we'll show it on the channel.
It's amazing.
I know you love this card.
It is amazing. I have seen this. I saw this earlier on.
The guy only does commissions. He doesn't.
I need to stop looking at the internet on podcasts.
Not spending too much money, but.
Oh, look at that.
This looks amazing, bro.
It's incredible, isn't it? It makes the actual card look
full screen.
Bad. It's full screen.
For those of you listening, it's the Zapdos, Moltres, and Articuno tag team GX card.
It's it's the promo card that you got in the Hidden Fists Elite Trainer box. If those of you that are familiar with TCG know that card, it's absolutely. It's like stained glass. Version of the legendary birds, so you've got them all there. It's a beautiful card. But what this guy has done, or this girl has done, sorry, I'm just assuming there, shouldn't assume, has made a 3D effect with this card, and it looks incredible. Like, they've layered it up, and it looks it looks so amazing. That is nicer, in my opinion, than any graded version of that card. Look at it. Look at that.
It is awesome.
It's so nice. That must have taken absolutely hours to do.
Oh, well, mate. Days. I watched the video. I don't know if it was him, but... Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
280 individual cut pieces. Wow. Incredible. I would buy that if I could.
So would I. I was literally in the comments like, where can I buy this? And he's like, I only do commissions. So I was like, no. So, yeah.
It would be very expensive, I'd imagine. They probably wouldn't sell it either. There's some nice little sections there in the goodie bag this week, mate. Or Scott's Rocket Game Corner.
Always.
I don't feel like I've got anything this week to kind of talk about. I have got... the only thing I got was I won a cheeky eBay auction.
What else you bought now?
Well, I'm waiting on it arriving, and I will check it out. I'll inspect it before. I'll save it for next week's because it should be here soon.
Okay.
I can tell you off camera, but for our listeners and viewers, I'll keep it for next week because potentially it's a bit of a steal. It's really a bit of a steal, mate. It really
is. You do like to find a steal on eBay, man. Yeah, every time
I was at Glastonbury and I was waiting on, who was it I was waiting on coming on to, I think...
Elton John?
No. I think Lewis Capaldi had just finished.
Because
Tash and sister-in-law wanted to watch that one. So I think he just finished and we were just sitting on the main stage and I was like...
Oh. You were like, time to go on eBay.
Well, I kind of was watching an auction lot for some Pokemon games in an SP and I was like, oh, they'll be finishing soon. So I hopped on and no one else... Bidding. No one else must have been there. Well, I'll not spoil it. I'll keep it for next week.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah, we've got it. But
send the podcast out there.
It's going to be good, and we'll do... Maybe I'll unbox it. I'll re-unbox it on next week's podcast.
Do it.
That'd be good. I did get a reshell for my DS, though, as well. The only thing that I've got...
You did buy one. What did you get? Because I've been looking at getting one for mine.
I bought a reshell. Well, this is the story. So I bought a reshell for my DS Lite. So I was like, I really want to kind of like clean it up a bit, right? So I was like, oh, I kind of like this shell. Like it's the Pikachu anniversary shell. I think it's 20th anniversary, maybe 15th. It must be the 20th. I don't know which one it was. Anyway, it's nice. It's really subtle. It's got a little like Pikachu silhouette in the corner. Nice yellow, as it, like this yellow. In fact, this is the yellow that it is, so it's really nice. And I was like,
"Why are you holding it? What's going on?"
This would be cool to do. So, it came over the weekend when I was at Glastonbury Festival. So I got home Monday morning, pretty tired. You know, I was like, "Oh, it's arrived, amazing." So I got to open it up, and it's not that I'm not a fan of Dragon Ball Z, but I didn't order this one, and I'm like, I don't want to reshell, knowing how much of a pain in the backside it is to reshell a DS. I'm like, I'm not willing to accept this as the shell that I'm going to be using going forward. I love Dragon Ball Z. I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan, but I contacted the seller, and I was like, you've sent me like a Dragon Ball Z shell, and I ordered the Pikachu one. And they were like, a day later, can you send me a photo? So I've sent them a photo, and I'm yet to hear back of them.
To be fair, it was definitely, they weren't paying attention, just grabbed the yellow one and was like,
yeah, they blatantly saw like this little envelope.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, like,
right, yeah, this is the one, send it off. So I got Goku instead of Pikachu.
Not quite the same.
Never mind.
Not quite as good.
Yeah, that's about it. I'm just trying to look around my desk to see if there's anything I can kind of pick out, but there's nothing, mate. But I could talk about Glastonbury. That was a lot of fun. It's not There was some Pokemon stuff at Glastonbury, though, actually, which was kind of like... Yeah, there was like not official stuff, but there was like... I don't know how well people would be able to see it. There was like these little things dotted around, and there was like loads of different ones. There was like Mr. Grime and like a Muck one, all dotted around the festival, cool. Which was pretty cool. So sleep well, Biggie. And Doc AU clothing. So there must have been a clothes stall there. I never came across it, but I did like these little signs that were like dotted around the festival, which is pretty cool. But other than that, Yeah, Gloucester was a lot of fun, mate. Tiring. It was so hot. So hot on the Saturday.
Yeah, one of the actors went on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was...
Sunday
she
tickets.
In. Yeah, she wasn't meant to get in, but... she
went, really? So. She not have a ticket? Not a paid one?
Well, she did. She did have a ticket, but they bought one, but they didn't have... Apparently, you have to have a wristband as well. Like, I don't know exactly how it worked, but she was explaining, like, you get a wristband with the ticket and you need the wristband to get into places or certain places, and she didn't have the wristband because she bought the ticket off someone but didn't get the wristband.
Okay, so, yeah. Yeah, you don't, if you bought the ticket off someone, if someone's transferring a ticket to you, you don't actually get a wristband. You only get your ticket is your ticket. So you can get into everywhere, but your ticket is your ticket.
Yeah, that's what she said. So she got in legitimately, but she just couldn't get into some of the other places. So.
Oh, that's weird, because as long as you've got your like counterpart to it, which is the transfer part of it over, which they don't take off you can get into everywhere.
So, oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. About 100 yards away from Elton John's helicopter when it was taken off.
Oh, wow. That's
which
cool.
is pretty cool. Which is pretty cool. So I saw it take off, and like it was like that much off the ground when I was like next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Between me, the helicopter was like a bunch of security, but obviously there was no getting close to the helicopter. But I'm going to lie and say that he waved at me out the window when he was flying away.
He said, call me.
Which is, yeah. It's like, my boy Lee, keep up the Pokemon stuff.
Oh, my, could you imagine?
Keep up the Pokeballs podcast. Tell all your listeners and your viewers to leave reviews and comments. Love Elton.
So guys, if you're listening on Spotify and Apple Music, Elton John said you have to leave a review. So do that now, please. And then thank you so much for watching, guys. It's been emotional.
It has been. It's been good, mate. At least we got some DLC news this week. I like the discussion about the Switch 2. Hopefully we get some more stuff as the weeks go on, which I'm sure we will get, like the odd tidbit drop, and obviously there'll be leaks as well, which would be interesting to talk about. And then hopefully more leaks, rumours about maybe potentially remakes. Be interesting. But yeah, I cut you off again. Mm-hmm. But I'll let you get back on track.
It's fine. That's it. I mean, hopefully once I'm not on set, we can have more focused podcasts, but it's a bit...
one more week my for mind you, is so, mate.
Yeah, last week will be the last one, so on set. So, and then I'll be back home so we can actually figure some things out. But no, it's still been good. Lee's been helping out a lot, so that's good. But no, thank you for watching, everyone. We read all of your comments. I literally check the comments every day. So, I will most likely like it anyway. If I read it, I like it. So you know that I've read it. So, and then I normally try and respond to what I can.
You like a comment even if you don't like it.
I love a comment. Actually it depends. If it's mean, I won't. But if it's positive or at least constructive, I'll be like, yeah, I like that.
That's fair. Yeah.
But no, anything you want to say before we round out the pod?
Nothing, mate. I've enjoyed it. It's been nice catching up with you and talking all things Pokemon. We haven't talked too much Pokemon. We talked about some other stuff, which has been quite nice this week. I think it kind of relates back to what's been going on in the Pokemon world recently. And things are only going to start ramping up with DLCs on the horizon and worlds just around the corner. So... lots to look forward to, but it's been really, really lovely, mate. And I hope all of our viewers have enjoyed this week's episode. As always, drop a comment. If you're on YouTube, let us know what your thoughts are on this week. And if you're on Spotify, thank you so much for tuning in. And do, if you haven't already, drop us a review. Good, bad, or terrible. Just leave one. Because we can only improve,
not
right? And that's all I got to say. That's all
I got to say. Money.
Because I'm going to cut it short because I will just talk forever. Thank you so much. And I'll pass it to you to say bye, Scott.
Goodbye. Everybody just do your thing. Wake up. Today's going to be a good day.